wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. What kind of a funeral would you like yours to be? Preachers are often perplexed when asked to preach the funeral of a wicked man. God has declared, the wicked shall be turned into hell. But present are the bereaved relatives. Would it not be cruel and heartless to them to so preach? So, in these days when most preachers try to please the people, he will read some Bible verses on the sorrows in human life and the kindnesses of God and try to say something nice about the departed, and people are pleased with the clever maneuver of the preacher. Where is the true servant of Christ who will not seek to please men? Where is the faithful prophet of the Lord who will, on such an occasion, warn the wicked relatives of their destiny and call them to repentance? Where is the man of God who will see all men in the light of divine revelation and will deliver God's message? Our Lord Jesus preached the funeral of those executed by Pilate for their awful wickedness, and the funeral of the 18 on whom the tower fell, an act of God. What kind of a funeral sermon did he preach? He is the faithful witness. He referred to the dead as sinners and declared they had perished in their sins. And he told all those before him that they too were sinners, just as much as those wicked who had died. Thus he blasted all their self-righteous pride, and they were about to perish in their sins. And he called on them to repent, as he repeated twice over, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. This pattern of a funeral sermon as given by our Lord himself should show every true minister of Christ how he ought to preach at such a funeral. As a minister of the gospel for over half a century, I have been called upon to preach the funerals of people who met death in almost every manner thinkable. I have had a funeral where the father and mother on their porch were instantly killed by lightning while their two children on the same porch were unharmed. I have preached the funeral of an old man and his wife, both were saved, who were instantly killed by a speeding freight train passing through their little town. I've had the funeral of a young man who so often heard the gospel, yet continued in his drinking and selling liquor, setting himself in an outbuilding with a gun to kill his wife and then kill himself. He called to her as if he had fallen, but she was warned of God not to go, and soon the gun went off and he had killed himself. Several hundred of his liquor-loving buddies heard the solemn message. I've had the funerals of godly saints who had fulfilled their Christian lives and the Lord called them home to rest from their labors. My funeral experiences include those from babyhood to old age, and from those tragically killed to those who gradually succumbed to death. And as my godly father felt unable, he asked me to preach the funeral of my dear mother. She was so unselfish in doing for others and so helpful with gospel work over the world. Many thank God for her. By now, my reputation as a man of God to fearlessly declare his message has followed me. I never go to a funeral without prayerfully seeking the Holy Spirit to give me his message. Permit me at this point to relate, as near as I can remember, a part of my last funeral. I quote, I would like all present to remember that this is not your funeral. You have your own ideas of what you would like at your funeral, and you are disgusted with funerals that are so different. But when your body lies in a casket, and were an angel to ask you what kind of a funeral would you like, if you are a real born-again Christian, your soul and spirit, your conscious personality, would be with Christ in heaven. With such a question put to you, you would turn to the Lord Jesus and pray, Dear Lord Jesus, I remember those unsaved relatives of mine. They will be at my funeral. Please send a faithful servant of thine to preach it, and filled with thy spirit, may he warn them them of hellfire and plead with them to repent and seek the Lord. Oh, that at my funeral there shall all come to know thee, my blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. And if you lived and died in your sins, you would have left your body, and in full consciousness, you would be in the tormenting flames of hell. And what kind of a funeral would you want yours to be? You would do just what the rich man in hell did, as Jesus told us in Luke 16. You would pray, yes, pray, and plead that God would send his servant to your brethren and those of your father's house as they are gathered at your funeral, to preach to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And you would beg that the preacher would call on them to repent. This departed man whose body is in this casket, if a real Christian, he's now in heaven. But if he lived and died without Christ, he's in hell. But in either case, he would beg that his funeral would be the occasion to warn sinners of eternity and plead with them to repent. And since I am now preaching his funeral, I am having it as I know he would desire it to be. And when your body lies in a casket, whether you're in heaven or in hell, you would beg God that your funeral be the occasion to plead with your loved ones to get right with God and seek the Lord now, so they will be prepared for that great eternity, the other side of death. I must add this note to you, my listeners. Soon death will lay its firm hand on you, and your space to repent will have passed forever. I plead with you to right now fall on your face before God and confess that you are a wicked sinner and you deserve to go to hell fire forever. Then call on the living God to show you his mercy for Jesus' sake. And call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you and change you now. Just cling to him as your only hope, your Savior, as you confess, Lord Jesus, I will trust thee and yield myself to thee to be my Lord. If you'll do this now, in all sincerity, I know that my Lord Jesus will receive you and make you his own, and you will be in Christ Jesus. And when your body lies in the casket, you will be with Christ, which is far better. Amen.
There's a line that is drawn by rejecting our Lord, where the call of his Spirit is lost. And you hurry along with the pleasure mad throng. Have you counted? Have you counted the cost? Have you counted the cost of your soul being lost? Though you gain the whole world for your own, for tonight it may be that the line you will cross. Have you counted? Have you counted the cost? When you're counting the cost of your soul being lost, oh, forget not the flames and torment that lie just beyond death as you breathe your last breath. Oh, the torment, oh, the torment at last. Have you counted the cost of your soul being lost? Though you gain the whole world for your own, for tonight it may be that in hell you'll be lost. Have you counted? Have you counted the cost?